West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton City Council on Monday approving a rezoning request accommodating a developer's plan to build a 240-unit apartment complex on more than 12 acres of property on the north side of Centennial Drive. Plans show the multifamily housing would be distributed across eight garden-style apartment buildings, with a clubhouse, a pool, and leasing office located central to the entrances.
This project that we're proposing, called the Carrollton Flats, will be one of the finest multifamily developments in the market. 240 units, 60% of the units be 144 units. Two-bedroom units be 30% or 72 units, and 10%. 24 units would be three-bedroom units.
Developer Bob Ledbetter explaining the project to the mayor and city council on Monday.
The project will be constructed and maintained in a Class A manner, and average rents would be $1,645 per month, ranging from $1,500 a month to $2,000 a month. This would be a $50 million investment, expanding the tax digest for future. For the future, new and personal property taxes will be created. Hundreds of temporary construction jobs, several new permanent jobs will be created associated with the project.
City Council unanimously approved the rezoning request despite the recommendation from the Planning Commission it be denied. The Planning Commission did not publicly share a reason for their recommendation. The Pregnancy Resource Center for Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard Counties prepping its annual fall fundraising dinner later on this month.
We're excited about our keynote speaker, Al and Lisa Robertson. We're going to be doing a Q&A with them, and that is the eldest son of Miss Kay and Phil off of Duck Dynasty. We have Laura Ashley, who is the speed painter for Richard Petty. She's going to be doing an original painting that will only be sold that night. It will be auctioned off, and the money go towards Pregnancy Resource Center.
Representatives of the PRC were guests on a recent WLBB Community Voice program. For more information about the fundraising events or to hear how to be a sponsor, that program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. And the city of Villarica on Wednesday remembering and paying tribute to the many lives lost on September 11th, 2001 during a ceremony at 10 o'clock a.m. at Gold Dust Park. Attendees are encouraged to pick up a flag from the business office at Gold Dust Park and place it in the park's flower bed in remembrance of the lives lost in the 9/11 attack. Visit NewsTalk1330.com for additional local news, sports, weather, and community events. In the NewsTalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.